You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Islamophobia has been rampant in the dark corners of the internet for a long time, and as close as Dearborn. Armed demonstrators have stood outside mosques and libraries in Dearborn protesting radical Islam, in quotes, or they were simply anti-Muslim. But there's a small enclave of Muslims in the Upper Peninsula who've not been ostracized. Dr. Osama Abdulkhalik is a faculty member in the Department of Mechanical Engineering at Michigan Tech University in Houghton. He's also an advisor for the Muslim Student Association there, and he joins us now via Skype. Doctor, when you made the decision to move to Houghton, a small town in a remote area that's very white and very Christian, what were your expectations?
I was first attracted to Michigan Tech as a school and a good place to work. And when I asked about the Muslim community, I was told that there are very few Muslims in the area over there. So it was a little, from that perspective, it was a little hazy picture. But when I moved there, I found that the people there are very nice and open for diverse. So turned out to be very well after all.
How long have you lived there now?
9 years.
9 years. So that's some time to really get to know the community. How's that been? I mean, are you active with people throughout the community?
Yeah, more or less. I'm trying to, within the Muslim community, yes, I'm very active with them, engaged with them in the activities that we do. And also outside the Muslim community, in the overall in the town, we have especially recently we have had some mutual meetings with other communities in the area, just so to get people to know more about the Islamic religion in general and the Muslims who live in the area. I think it's I feel responsibility that we have to give more information for people about the true Islamic religion and Muslims.
Do you think it's more accepting because it's a college town?
Definitely. It's a college town, and by default, there is a wide range of diverse students in town. And so the people there are, they understand this. They understand diversity.
Two of your children are teenagers, and they've mostly grown up in Houghton. Your oldest daughter decided to wear hijab. Teenagers can be pretty rough on anyone who's even a little bit different. What kinds of concerns did you have about how your daughter might be treated at school?
That's a very good point. When my daughter decided to wear hijab, she made that decision on her own. And I remember that when at that time I have told her and that she might face some let's say troubles because of that, especially when it comes to friends and getting along with friends and colleagues. But she decided to do it, and I was amazed by the response from her friends. She never had a problem with that, and I can tell she had very good relations with her friends. They come for sleepover, and she visits all of them at their homes. So I'm really happy with that, which I can tell that's not the case probably in other places.
As we mentioned, you're an advisor to the Muslim Student Association at Michigan Tech. How have your students found their experiences? Have they seen the same kind of reception that you've received in Houghton?
I can say yes, because I have never, I can't remember that I have ever heard about a problem from or a complaint from one of the Muslim students. My answer is yes.
I understand you meet at a community center now. Are there plans to ever build a mosque in Houghton?
Yes, we would like to do that. And we have had a few meetings as a community, and we asked about the process for that. And we started the process. We know it's a long way to go. Mainly because we are a small community. But we started the process.
Diversity is valued at most higher ed institutions. I'm wondering how Michigan Tech reacted, or for that matter, marketed the fact that there's a small Muslim community there.
I can tell that Michigan Tech emphasizes highly on diversity, and they market their they have a lot of efforts in the diversity, and there is a diversity office, and there is a manager for that office and the group who work in that office, but I can't remember that they specifically talked about the Muslim community. They do a very good job in terms of diversity among all of the different religions and different ethnics. Nothing specific about Muslims that I can tell. But I can also say that whenever the Muslim student leaders go to school asking for help or advice, they have found what they always look for.
Dr. Yeah. Osama Abdelkhalik, he's a faculty member at Michigan Tech University in Houghton and an advisor to the Muslim Student Association there. Thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.